Welcome back, everybody. It is your boy Texas with the Mudman Podcast, episode number 132, and we're joined by the best host on the planet Earth, but in Foxmore. What's up, Fox?
Hey, Tex, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. I'm fine. I think we discussed enough of my jilted loverness in the flashback pack opening video on your channel, so I will not still be bitter about that. I promise. All right,
I mean, you just brought it up, so he's still kind of eating at you. Yeah, usually you don't bring something up unless it's bothering you still.
I just a little bit. But here's the thing. I'll give you credit for shouting me out in your bullshit plays of the week from Solo Battles Cheating. So
I thought you were going to stop on bullshit. I was just like, wait, what did I do?
Yeah, no. No, you're not bullshitting anything. Appreciate it. Yeah.
All right, cool. So we got a Mudman Podcast for you guys with a great guest. Oh, was this a third time? Fourth time? Third time? How many times have you been on the podcast, Wills?
Four, maybe? I don't know. I think this is the fourth time.
Yeah. It's been a few times for sure.
All right, so usually when our guests come on, we have them take a shot at Bingle or Eric Rayweather. So you want to make a choice you want to take a shot at?
Yeah, dealer's choice.
All right, so Michael Thomas is not a top five receiver. Alvin Kamara is not the best running back in the NFL. So, needs to calm down with that.
Yeah, you gotta keep it above the belt here. That's kind of low. You know,
call Eli Manning. Personally, call Eli Manning.
The Saints have one of the worst defenses in the league.
What happened? They were so good last year.
Let's see what else we got here. That's about it. I'll keep it nice. Bengal is not the best rebuilder.
Oh,
that shot's right there.
They're both going to come on next week to clap back, I think, as they call it. I love it. So here's the agenda today. It's a pretty decent agenda. I think there's a lot of things we want to talk about. Since this is Wheels' first time in 19, I want to get his opinion on the game. You know, we're 2 months in. Basically, his thought on how this game is versus previous versions. I want to talk about the patch that we got, the promo that might be coming Friday. We don't know. It's been overdue. The team of the week change that we saw, the creators FM, and then we're going to circle back at the end and answer questions from the comment section from last week. So if you would like your questions to be read next week, make sure and put them in Texas's channel, link in the description, in the comments below. Yep. In Texas's channel, you want to talk about it?
No, you got it. You just said, I can repeat the same thing you just said, but like,
In your description, you'll have Wheels' channel there, right?
Yes, I have all the information you guys will find appropriate for people's channels to connect to, so you guys can go watch some great videos.
Indeed. Perfect.
Hey.
Yeah, so Wheels, first topic off the bat. I want to hear, what's your opinion on Madden 19 flat out? Like, give it like an overall score and your overall thoughts on the game this year.
Oh, man. So I think Madden 19 personally for me is like a 5. I don't know. Wow. The thing is, like, we asked for more content. We got more content. That's good and all. But it hasn't been great content. It's been like, and I feel like with packs, I'm opening packs to get other cards. I'm not opening packs for a card. So there's no end gameplay. Yeah. I feel like I'm playing the same game over and over again. Like, everyone runs the same plays, same defense, and it's just like, I don't know. It's like a little stale for me right now.
What would you consider great content? Can you explain that? Like, better legend cards, bigger names in the past? Like, what would you say is better content overall for Mutt?
I think the legends have actually been pretty good this year. It's just everything else is kind of bad. So like the flashback heavyweight veterans, they could be so much better.
Like, how would you make them better? Like, what can you talk to me about that?
Yeah, I mean, they just put out better players. Like, what do we get this week? I'm trying to think. Who do we? I know last week we had Janoris Jenkins, and it's like, it's cool.
Tevin Coleman this week.
This week we got Tevin Coleman, who's like, yeah, but, you know, we already have
75 speedbacks.
The thing is, we've had so many halfbacks. They keep releasing positions that we already have so much of. But no, like, flashbacks, like, perfect one that I thought we were going to get was DeSean Jackson. They could have done that. Now we're getting, like, a football outsider's DeSean Jackson this week. I'm just like, eh. But yeah, like, overall, like, Flashback's heavyweight. I think the heavyweights have been actually been pretty good. But Flashback's kind of lackluster, especially for the amount of coins you have to pay for the Flashbacks.
Yeah.
Or to do the packs.
I was very disappointed in that change, yeah.
Yeah. So that's one. Team of the Week, of course, I'm sure we'll talk more about Team of the Week.
Yeah, we will, definitely.
But that could also be better. What else do we get? Primetime Performers. That's actually a good thing right there. The limited time cards, they need to reduce the price of the quick sell, in my opinion. It's too high.
Oh, somebody else is on Good Fox's.
It's too high. I think
they're coming around one by one, but they're coming around, Tex.
I understand, like, 500K is like, oh, yeah, you pull this card, it's a 500K card, but it takes away, like, at, like maybe, like, 90% of the community being able to use that card.
Yeah.
And every week we get a new 500K card is not
good. Would you rather them reduce that or get rid of it all in all of it? Like, would you rather them just get rid of the quick sell value at all?
That's actually a good question. I wouldn't mind either way. I think at the very least they should reduce it to like half, like 250K, I think would be like a fair, you know, quick sell.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if they just got rid of it though.
Yeah, and just go to something else. Like I would agree, like keep the ones that are already out as they are, but yeah. But go with like half price. Cuz I agree, like there are more people use the cards than pull them out of packs. Like those cards get bought and sold quite a bit. Whereas like it's great. It's cool that you got value. That's like the positive, but I'm firmly on Wheels Aside. Texas, refute us.
What about the quick sell on the cards? I don't see, like, I guess since they're on Primetime Performers, those are like cards that you should be able to use. Like, I don't mind it on the Legends, I guess, because you get one of those a week. With the limited time items, like, I feel like as long as they keep giving us, I guess, power up versions of those players that we can potentially, like, use training to get by, that I don't mind that they're that expensive.
That's a good point. I mean, that Deion Sanders, the power up is, you might as well just get the power up. There's no point.
So I think like the power ups.
Oh, obviously, like he's not like a limited time, but that,
That's like Zach Ertz, for example. Like, you, I mean, he's kind of. I'm kind of mad that they made it like a little more expensive. Than that. Now I think it's Zach Ertz is if you can get him for like, what does it cost to power up the Zach Ertz to his 93 with his with training?
Check my head.
I'm not too sure what it costs. I think now it's getting more expensive now.
I forgot about that.
But since coin for training is going down, then it's still going to be reasonable. Like it's still gonna be, in a sense, affordable, but yeah, if it keeps going up, then I'm gonna be kind of annoyed because it's gonna make more sense just to buy the limited time version than it is to just do the training.
It is 8,000 training to get fully chemmed out tier 11 Zach Ertz without the cards.
Yeah, that's
not that. That requires the 84 and the 87.
Yeah,
I guess you could sub out this 87 for 775 training,
or the power or the pass or the player if you have them.
Yeah. True.
I forgot that you could do that, actually, that you could use training instead of the card. Mm-hmm. So that's not like that's a good point, actually. But I still think they should reduce it.
Yeah, the price probably
especially should. Especially for cards that don't have power ups.
Definitely, because like I don't know why they're price capping certain cards that like they're only going to be used just because they are limited time. Like not like power ups. I guess you can do like 500K. But I guess if there's like Alex Smith that comes out, not a power up. So go ahead and just make them 250 so people can use them.
Sorry,
go Wheels.
Oh no, I was just agreeing. Like, I think we could maybe have both, like 500K and 250K. It's just who's the one that came in? Marshawn Lynch. There's no reason for him to be 500K.
No,
he has no power up, and even I think Marcus Peters has one.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think Marshawn Lynch does.
No, he does. He's going to get one eventually, though. That's the thing about it. He'll get one, yeah. Like, they're going to add him, I guess, in the next series update.
Yeah.
Just because I guess they're trying to, like extend the season with that so they can keep the game fresh. But, yeah, he's not – he's with all the trucking halfbacks he's got, Matt, there's a bunch that you can pick up that are better. That Eddie George is cheaper and better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that Marshawn Lynch played absolutely terrible for me. Like, I hated that
card. Marshawn Lynch is not a good Madden running back.
Nope.
He never is. He's too small. He's a trucking back that's small.
Yeah, not heavy.
Not good.
Yeah, I agree. So, besides like quick sells and stuff, what else? Like, so you think your issue, and I think a lot of people's issue, is also with the lack of excitement in promo. Like, Team of the Week, like, these come out with 90 overalls, and then a defensive tackle is the master. Like, how would you make that exciting on a weekly basis without just, like, blowing out overalls every week and like, really, like, kind of, like, just making it kind of unsustainably, like, you're raising it? Because, like, if you do plus one overalls too frequently, then we have 99s by December, and then the games kind of doesn't have any juice after that. Like, how would you, like, what's something besides for limited time cards and that kind of hype? Like, what else? It's like bigger names, or like what could they do with sets or their current tools to make it better for you? Like, make it more like other games that are exciting for you.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Like, I think limited time always gets people excited, no matter what. Mm-hmm. The good thing is they put heroes in packs now, which is that's definitely a positive. They probably should do better boss cards. And then the other side of it is maybe reduce the amount of Team of the Week players. What was it, 15? We had like 4 players in the set.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, and the issue with Team of the Week oftentimes is those cards just like suck. They aren't even like good budget cards. Right? Mm-hmm. They're just like kind of useless. Yes. They're good for like theme teams, and that's it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that could change. Hopefully that does change. Let's talk about Team of the Week. Like, what else could they change in Team of the Week? Like, are they close to being a good Team of the Week wheels, do you think, or not?
I think today's change is definitely overall positive. I need to find out who makes the Team of the Week, though. How does Kevin Byer get a Team of the Week card? How does Micah High get a Team of the Week hero card? Like, I don't get it. I don't understand this. It's mind-blowing to me. Yeah. Micah High gets a Team of the Week hero for 8 tackles and a pass deflection. Okay. Kevin Byer gets one for 11 tackles. Yeah. That's it. 11 tackles. Who decides this? But aside from that, I think...
Do you think that has to do with like them saying, all right, Khalil Mack, you're getting a card at Halloween, so we can't give you one now?
That's 100% my idea, my thought, because Alvin Kamara should have had one this week. So easily. I think he's getting a promo card. I think Alvin Kamara is definitely getting a promo card, and probably DeMarcus Lawrence too.
Yeah, he needs a card for sure.
Because DeMarcus Lawrence had 3 sacks and didn't get a card, so
he's not even in the game, is he?
He is 83 overall.
Oh, 83
no power up though.
I thought somebody said he wasn't in the game. I thought I saw that.
That'd be somewhere. Wild. Yeah. That'd be pretty wild if he's not in the game.
Yeah,
but it's just Team of the Week used to be like one of the most exciting promos. What, in 17?
You think
17, the packs were good. The Team of the Week packs were good in 17.
What was good about them? I forgot.
Well, I'm thinking about it. I think 17, you just made coins off the Team of the Week packs. It was like a really good coin-making promo.
Oh.
Because the packs are just really good.
That was after the Lil Jimmy, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking back. It was trash up until Lil Jimmy, right?
Yeah, and then... The Team of the Week packs are like the best packs in the game.
They were the best packs for like 2 weeks, right? Then they went back to being ass, if I recall. Wasn't it only like a limited time where they boosted them, or did they? No, they were good for the rest of the year, like the rest of the Team of the Week promo. Yeah, that's right. What the fuck and happened?
They don't want people to make coins. This is what happened. This is really what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
I don't know why.
Wheels, you know what I love about your channel? Is that if I need anything in Madden history, since you've been making Madden content, like, you've done something on it, right? Like, if you need anything, like, if I go back to Madden 17 Team of the Week, like, Wheels' channel will have all the info that I need. Like, I need to go back to, like, if there's been, like, a promo, if there's been any, like, cards. I love that about your channel, that you're so, like, comprehensive about the game mode of Mutt. Is that something that you mean to strive out to do, or what do you say is your sorry to change the subject. What do you say is, your goal of your channel?
That's what I used to do. Now I'm like, I don't know. Now I'm just like kind of, how should I put this? Like, I'm still doing Mutt, but I want to eventually like expand out to different things.
Like, what do you mean? Like in Madden or different games?
Not different games, but like just in general. Like, obviously, want to start vlogging more and just expand out from that. But, like, we still keep it, like, football-based and all of that, but not just Madden.
Okay. So, like, I've seen your IRL stuff with Mike Mack and Vic and stuff.
Yeah, definitely want to do more of those. So, something maybe soon that I try to do.
Oh, are you hinting something for the near future?
Possibly. And then I want to, I guess, expand out of Mutt too. That's something I've been thinking of. So NCAA I want to do, and then probably some franchise.
Are you talking about the NCAA, the mod for PC that people are working on, or NCAA 14?
14. The mod's interesting, but I feel like it's just gonna be play now.
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna be that extensive of a mod. It's just visuals, I think, is what it's gonna be. Which is still cool.
Fair enough. So all right, let's get back on track with Team of the Week. Texas, what do you think about the Team of the Week changes that they made
this week? The only thing they really made was they made the packs more expensive, but you get double the golds for this current week, so it balances out. Instead of spending $250,000 to get 15 gold, you spend $280,000 in coins to get 20. So I guess that's a positive change. And then they added an extra set in the game where you got to collect two of your 90 overall heroes for a boss team of the week item. Again, I don't like that because you don't get neither of those cards back nat, or even one of the cards back nat. So that's a dumb change. I don't know what that, if you're going to give us 92, just make a limited time at that point. Or just put them in, put them in packs for the entire week.
Yeah. Wheels, would you rather have a limited time or the boss set?
I think I'd rather do the limited time.
Because, here's the thing. With this game, there are people that play this game for so many different reasons. There's the CFM people, the online head-to-head, but even in Mutt, people play this game for so many different reasons. Some people just want to play solos. They don't open a lot of packs. They want to build their team. So they're the team builders. They're the people that just love ripping packs. And I feel like, Wheels, you're kind of one of them. You really enjoy the pack ripping process, the building of the team, that kind of stuff. But you're mostly, you're really focused on the packs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like the excitement of them. And a limited time kind of, basically focuses and gives more excitement to your portion of the game. Whereas, there are people in here just for the gameplay. There are people here just to make money off competitive. There are people here to make content for the game. There's so many different audiences within Madden and Mutt. It's kind of crazy. And for EA, they're basically their job to try and please every single audience. Now, not everything they're going to do is targeted at every audience. That's what they said. They gave away the free 80 overall Odell, and people are like, what's this trash? They're like, well, these are for people just starting the game, and that's perfectly fine to me. I mean, it's just free training, basically.
It's 10 training. So, stop that. Don't congratulate them for 10 training.
I am a YouTuber. You. I will put free in every fucking thing I say and get clicks.
Dog,
I swear to God,
Texas. That shit buys you
this.
A scheme chemistry and then balanced out on two players. Fuck out of here with that.
Dude, we are all about maximizing clicks.
They said it gives you training. This thing gives you like 30 training, 40 training, 50 training. I go look 10. What? Y'all that stingy on the? Y'all couldn't give, because 80 overall is quick sell for 65 training. So I figured you give half is 80 overall on that. Nope, they couldn't even do that. Fucking scums.
I try to make a point about who gives a shit they're not targeting our market, and Texas calls them scums.
I don't want to hear that excuse.
It's such a minor thing.
Who cares? It's 10 training, bro.
Who cares?
You know
what
I do with 10 training? I poop it out. Stupid.
That's also what you do to the fine oysters and Italian food and pizza and steak. You poop everything out, Texas. So whether it's 10 training or more than that, one way or another, it's become human waste. So
true.
I don't know.
Life right there.
Yeah, I don't know what that made any sense. But basically, in the end, it doesn't mean anything, right? I guess let's get nihilistic in this bitch. So Wheels, with that. So they need limited times to make it exciting. That's kind of I made a video last week about that. That's something that helped the pack pulling market. We see guys like X Ryan just loves pulling packs. He pulls a lot of good to gold player packs, shows off the pulls and stuff. That's your market. Other people are we don't need more limited time cards because, YouTubers just want views on their videos. But it's not just YouTubers that want limited time cards. Like people that pull packs and that have fun pulling packs because, it's kind of a rush, whether it's gambling, people just do it to have fun sometimes. So with this rush, I think EA does need to kind of target that market, but why do you think EA is so afraid to retarget that market? Does it make them look greedy for putting 4 limited time cards in packs in a week instead of 3? What do you think about that, Wheels?
they already look greedy, so I don't think that's the worry. I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure. It just seems like they hold back content from us. They hold back players from us, and I'm pretty sure it's because they have they've already planned out promos way ahead, and they're just like, all right, this player can't get a card, and then they're also worried about the whole plus one thing. So I think that's also why they're like afraid to give people cards, because they're like, oh, people are going to complain. It's just a plus one overall. So I can understand that, but yeah, we need better stuff, more exciting content.
Yeah, like, so how many superstars would you say there are in the NFL that would be exciting to put out for, like, Team of the Week? Because they can't do them every week, can they?
No.
So, like, how many superstars? Like, 20, would you say?
Yeah, probably.
Probably one in every single team, to be honest with you. Probably more than that. Yeah, except for the Jets. Jets and Bills, so I guess.
But then Patriots 30? Have, like, Gronk and Brady, so they got two.
Yeah.
So some teams are like Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown are two on the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 30 to 40 probably. That would be super. Like Packers have one. If we really want to break it down, do the Vikings have any superstars? I don't think
Kirk
so.
Kirk Cousins, baby.
No,
he a legend at the bank.
They're like
they got good players, but they're no superstars really. Yeah.
The Bears. Trubisky?
Mac.
Yeah, oh, Mac. Fuck, yeah, I forgot about Mac for a second.
Mac attack.
We can go through it. Like, Lions, do they have anybody anymore?
Well, you got
like
Stafford
big,
and Slay.
Big play Slay.
Slay's, yeah. You guys consider Slay a superstar?
He's top 10 cornerback in the league, so yeah.
I don't know about, yeah.
What are you saying? Yeah, it's top 10.
No, I don't know about if he's a superstar, though. Oh, okay. Like, no, he's a good player. No, it's like Harrison Smith on the Vikings.
He's not a commercial
superstar. He's a very good player. Cause,
like,
he's not a superstar.
Because Dak would be considered a superstar. He has commercials, but I don't consider him a superstar. Dude, Dak got a damn fucking Greek yogurt commercial.
In Mutt, Dak's a superstar. Wouldn't you say yes?
Yeah, but a certain player's in Mutt. If you're going based off Mutt, Barr's a superstar, then based off just Mutt for the Vikings.
Yeah,
I think it's
that's
like
a good point.
Just well-known Mutt players would be
like guys that would be drafted to the Mutt Hall of Fame just because of what their contributions have been over the past couple of years in Mutt, like Taylor Mays, terrible player but like Mutt legend.
Love that guy, Dree Archer.
Yes,
in the league for 1 or 2 years. Yeah, I'm done. All right, so Team of the Week still basically. I think we can all agree it needs more exciting players. And that's about it, right? Like, are you fine with the layout of it, though, Wheels?
Yeah. I mean, overall, I think it's better than what it was before. So
I'm gonna look back at your current, November of Madden 17. When did Little Jimmy happen? That was like an October thing, right? In 17,
it was. Yeah. It was beginning of October because it was right before Most Feared. Okay. It was for the Color Rush promo is when it happened.
So, like, Team of the Week.
The worst Madden promo 17. Of all time.
Color Rush, that was it. All right.
Remember November that promo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm listening to Wheels. I'm looking back at the... Right now, so Melvin Gordon took 4 cards. Holy shit. So the top Team of the Week took 4 cards. An 86, 2 86s, an 87, and an 87 for 90 overall. Now it takes 12. Is that an issue?
I think they could lower the amount of Team of the Week cards. Get rid of the gold cards. They're not even useful cards. Make it like 4
is it
players
an issue
again.
Is it an issue? It's no longer. It's not like a team anymore. Do people really want? Do people care about the team?
No.
Technically, there were golds in the old Team of the Week, but they'd go into like the elite players, and then those elite players would go into the master set. Right now, it's all golds and elites into.
Yeah.
The master.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, anyways, all right. Let's move on from Team of the Week. Like, Wheels, overall, it seems like you're very unenthusiastic about 19. Now, do you do... And you've been this way in Madden for a while. Like, you stopped streaming... Was it in 17? You kind of stopped streaming?
Frequently, Madden? 17.
So, like, I've said this over the years. Like, and I even DM'd you before, like, months before I decided to go full-time. I was like, dude, why did you stop streaming? Why did you get burned out? Like, we had a discussion over DMs, and I appreciate it, Wheels. that it helps. Like, you just got sick of playing it every day? Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Like, is it the gameplay that made you sick of streaming and stuff?
Yeah. It's just the gameplay itself, like, isn't that fun. It's just,
yeah.
It's almost every game, especially since last year, since they added Weekend League, it seems like every game is just, you know, abusing some sort of game in-game mechanic, or just the same defense, same offense, same plays, and it's just it's not that fun to play.
Yeah, Texas, would you say it's the same? It's just not that fun to play, or what do you think for gameplay?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of stuff that makes the game fun, it's just is nothing to chase really. Like, Weekend League's cool, but I don't feel the need to play just for packs when there's solo battles there that is less stressed despite the fact they cheat. And so I just feel like it's like there's not much that I want to chase when it comes to playing of like head to head. I'll go play Draft Champions, but what's the point? Because like, that's just going to get me like, I guess we'll see what series rewards are going to, season two rewards are going to be for Draft Champions, but I don't think it's going to be anything like too earth-shattering crazy. So I think the whole stressing of a player that's running the same three things. I went to a DC game, and the first two opponents I played both came out running. I mean, what were they running? Oh, just stretch. Just first two plays of the game, just stretch. I'm like, this is what we're doing now? Like, who put the ebook out? Like, why am I in the same formation and run stretch? Like, would I miss something?
I think it got patched, and it runs just got better with the latest patch because they reduced the disengage angle, and they patched the stretch glitch from earlier in the year in the second patch. So like, basically they're trying to bring Madden 18 back with the run game. Unfortunately, like, I liked 19's gameplay better than 18 because it was more pass oriented, even though there's still some bullshit crossing routes that get behind zones that shouldn't get open. And the fix they did for crossing routes to cover three is to make your vert hook chase them, or was it hook curl? It doesn't matter. Their fucking fix made their zone recognition recognize the crosser too late, so it's almost like not having a guy out there anyway. It's like fucking Shaz and Diamond Earl Thomas. If you run a crossing route, I'm at a zone that's supposed to pick it up and recognize it, like their quote-unquote fix says, they just get blown right by, and they recognize it after they already beat. And it's like, okay, how is this not tested? How is this not, like, seen? Like, that's the very first thing I fucking noticed when I tested it. I completely agree. Sorry to go on a rant, but oh my god, it just triggered me. I can't believe it's the same bullshit. Like,
I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, so, I gotta watch a patch breakdown, so whenever somebody, like, for crossings, like, they don't recognize it after the guy runs by. Like, oh, so I'm supposed to go guard that guy. Like, yep. You're doing real life?
Yep.
That's...
Yeah.
With Diamond Earl fucking Thomas boosted to 96 play rec, 96 zone coverage. So that's not getting better this year until they patch it again. Like, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous, right?
That is absurd.
Yeah. Like I agree. Like, overall, I think 19 is, because of the passing, is better than 18. But
I wouldn't even say that because the fucking passing comes out but so like, low sometimes.
But it's so, like, there's so many things in this game that's, like, broken that it's just not fun to play, and everyone just runs the same thing. It's crossing routes and, like, halfback wheel and crossfire defense. That's all it is. And dollar defense is all you see. Dollar. Because the O-line, all you see is dollar.
O-line is dumb. The targeting is so stupid.
Yep.
So, yes, I don't want to get too triggered about it. So, I've already done videos on the patch and stuff, and I got one coming out tomorrow. But do you do... So, like, why do you do Madden Wheels? It seems like you're very unenthusiastic. Like, why are you still putting on Madden content?
I mean, obviously, like, the main thing is it's my job, right, to do Madden content. I also enjoy football, really enjoy football, but... It is getting to the point, like I said, where I want to do different things outside of Mutt. You know, maybe dabble into franchise, NCAA, all that. It's just Mutt itself, the gameplay is really, really not fun. And they've taken away a lot of things that used to make it exciting, which is disappointing. Like, I used to really enjoy having duplicate players in my lineup because I thought that was fun. Mutt used to be more of an arcade mode, if anything. And then they made it, like, competitive and, you know, all that, so.
So you think Oh, go on. Sorry.
I was like, you know, just competitive. You're trying to, you know, get a week in league and qualifying for events and all that. It's just, ugh.
It became less about, like, players just enjoying themselves with a wacky off-brand. It became the actual, like, Madden, and like, the suits are super serious about it and that kind of stuff. You think they got too serious about Mutt?
Yes. 100%.
Texas, what do you think?
Got too serious? I don't even know, because, like, I guess because, like, from Mutt 13 to now, I guess it's been kind of the same. Well, Mutt 25 till now, they kind of went the direction of just making as much money as possible. So it's kind of been the same game for a while. I feel like they're trying to, like, loosen up a certain thing, but they don't do it all the damn time. Like, when it comes to, like, the Halloween stuff, like, the enraged players, they are getting more strict because they were, like, super tall. Now they're, like, getting shorter and shorter. And yeah, so
they're super tall and got, like, big boosts, and now they get, like, minimal boosts, and plus one. They're, like, 7 feet tall. It's like, okay, they're seven feet tall. It's not even that big of a deal anymore.
Yeah, so they probably are getting more and more tight-lipped, and it's just like, where's the fun that can be had? We still ain't got no events, bro. We still ain't got no fun events. Like that could be something that'd be interesting, but we ain't got that right now.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. Like, since they brought competitive into the, they needed to make it more serious and more realistic and less, like, wacky and Madden 16 style aggressive catch stuff. And I know a lot of people didn't like aggressive catch. Wheels, what was your opinion on aggressive catch in 16?
I think Madden 16 is the last exciting Madden for YouTube videos. Last exciting gameplay to watch because of the aggressive catch. The aggressive catch, whether, like, obviously it didn't make the games competitive, right? It was kind of random. It was still, like, made Madden videos fun to watch for people.
I mean, and to be fair with Madden 16, the people who are in the championship game are still some of the best Madden players. So, like, it's still in the end, like, Problem Right made it to the championship, and so did Stiff, two all-time greats. So it's not like it was just two bozos in the championship, like it was a final table of poker, and then, like, somebody got rivered an ace to win it or something. Like, it's still, like, it's still in the end, like, the best players made it to the end. So, like, when people say, oh, it's too random, but, like, at the end, these studs end up making it to the championship anyways. So, Texas, would you agree Madden 16 is the last exciting gameplay on YouTube?
On YouTube? I don't even... So I'm not really a gameplay person. I'm trying to go back and think. Because, like, I enjoyed 18's gameplay a lot more than probably 16. Just because, like, the aggressive catch was, like, cool. But, like, just going against it as a user just wasn't fun. Because, like, you can't do nothing about it. And feeling helpless sucks, in a sense. And so, if you knew he's going to get an aggressive catch, you got two guys on him, and there's nothing you could do, it just kind of gets frustrating, and then you get mad at yourself, you know, you can do nothing about it. And so, I wouldn't say, I guess for YouTube, I guess it's just fun to watch people just make ridiculous catches, but playing it, I just wasn't super into it. But I don't really, like, post gameplay like that. I need to start doing more of that, but I think I post, like, three gameplays this year. I don't really post the gameplay. I would post gameplay with something a little different that was a... Like, how they got solo battle blitzes and stuff like that. But I guess I think if I had to pick probably Madden, I think Madden 18 is probably the best gameplay for YouTube. I think everything is a little bit more balanced outside of the zones. The 91 zones were kind of OP, but there were ways to counter it if you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, so you like the 18 gameplay. Interesting. I don't know. For gameplay on YouTube, like, I've been posting gameplay for 4 years, and I don't know if I would say Madden 17 is probably the bottom of the barrel for me for liking the gameplay. After that, 18 slightly better, 19 slightly better than 18, in my opinion. But for exciting stuff and in Mutt in general, like, that's a good point. Like, I don't know how to articulate, like, what competitive did to Mutt and if did salary cap, like, that really hasn't changed too much in Mutt, but with the exception of, like, over 100 stats not mattering. Like, do you think they end up bringing them back this year to make the game more exciting, Texas?
No, I think if they were going to, we would probably see some chemistries that can boost it that high. But unless they're going to do something else, because I'm pretty sure we see some dudes that have, like, max, like, 99 zones. I doubt we get it back, because people are already out here maxing their players' stats all the way out.
Yeah. So, that's unfortunate, because right now, what I'm looking at is a stale game in February, because we're going to already have tons of guys at that, like, 99 because of the chems, right?
Well, it's going to be, after the Super Bowl, you mean?
Yeah.
That's just when everything gets crazy. The game's usually never stale when they're after, like, the season. It's usually kind of stale. Because, like, they drop more, like, ridiculous. Everything's still kind of the same, but they'll still, that's when like all the big stuff and limited times and like golden tickets and all this stuff kind of comes out. So like position sets and stuff. I feel like the game's like usually stale like around this time because we're kind of waiting for big promos.
Yeah, that's a good point. Really good point. I like I said, like, isn't October, this is the month where everybody riots about the game?
Well, because, like,
Halloween and what's up?
Well, because, like, we used to get, like, what, 3 years ago? Like, this is, like right now, it's going to be BCA month, BCA week. Yeah. Yeah. And then we get Halloween, and we go from Halloween to, like, something else, then from that to Thanksgiving, and then from there to Christmas, basically. And now we're probably going to get a promo, but I don't know if we're going to get one before Halloween. Maybe we'll get Halloween, like, in 2 weeks. Maybe we'll just keep getting some other stuff. It just seems like we're just waiting around for something that they're not really hyping up just yet.
Yeah. I will say, it's hard to imagine it right now because the promo's still a few days away, but, like, does anything else make you feel like a kid on Christmas except for, like, the night before a Mutt promo? Like, that's just, I don't know. Something about that's just exciting to me. What do you think? What's going through your mind, Wheels, the night before a Mutt promo you know is coming out, that you're waking up early for it, record a video or do whatever for it? Like, what's your state of mind?
I get motivated, I guess. Like, no, new promos coming out, there's going to be new cards to use. Like, yeah, it's always exciting. That's one thing, though. We haven't had a big promo in, like, a month.
Yeah, true. I mean, what was the last one? Like, UK?
Ultimate Kickoff?
Yeah.
Ultimate Kickoff is probably the last big promo we had, and that was the first week of September. First week of October now.
Was it
Ultimate
really?
Kickoff? I'm looking this up right now.
Yeah.
Ultimate Kickoff came out.
Was it the 14th or 7th?
Came out the 7th.
Oh, shit. So it'll be a month.
1 month since.
Between promos.
A big promo. Jeez. That's not good.
No.
We used to get promos, like, big promos, like, 2 weeks. Every, like, 2 weks. It's been too long.
Yeah, we only had two promos so far just based off of the upgrades to the Legends.
Like, would you guys consider the season change a promo? Because they did that 2 weeks ago.
No,
that was just them adding more solos. I don't know. That's more of a game just trying to become not just keeping it like not stale, but just like, trying to refresh some things, just updating pack odds, adding some more solos in the game. That's not really a promo, at least as of yet. Maybe it'll turn into one once like we get gauntlet sequence for the other stuff. But that's not really a promo. So I don't think just dropping solos is a promo. Because in that case, they'd consider solo battles a promo.
They might have. I mean, that was a week of work on EA's part to do solo battles. I mean, here's the thing. Yeah. Like, I liked those solo battles. Like, even though I don't do solos, I liked that it was, like, a change in the game and they innovated. And we talked about it last week. Like, that's a positive sign for the future of Mutt, in my opinion. Wheels, what do you think about solo battles? Was that positive for Mutt?
The limited ones?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was cool. Yeah, that was cool. Like, you know, it gave people opportunity to get a lot of coins and packs, and people want packs. That's why Journey was so big in Madden 16, mm-hmm. because people got a lot of packs. So if they drop stuff where you get a lot of packs, then yeah, people are gonna be excited. It's a good thing for the game because it gets people excited. They should also drop blitz events for head-to-head too, like they did in 17, and you get like a card.
Do you think Weekend League ruined that?
Kind of. I mean, I think the most exciting time online was when they had the head-to-head limited cards.
Hell yeah.
And we don't get that anymore. Like, during that time, everyone, like, you see it on, like, Twitch. Like, people are streaming trying to, you know, win games to get these cards. It was actually, like, exciting. And then, like, Weekend League, even, like, the Weekend League rewards right now aren't that good either.
Well, I for regular players, it's not that good. But, like, for Sav is talking constantly about how great of rewards are this year versus previous years. So it feels like, and you know, you've gotten, like, number one overall. Oh, we should talk about that controversy. I forgot about that. You've gotten, like, number one overall, and those rewards are pretty sick, though, aren't they?
If you like coins, I guess. Like, you don't get any, like, amazing pulls. Yeah. It's like, you just, like, the issue last year with a lot of promos last year is you made coins. You don't get players. It's like, it's cool.
Get
coins, but I want exciting players that I can pull.
here's something. Here's an example of exactly what you're. I agree with you 100%. Exactly what you're saying. So MLB The Show. They recently came out and said that in the October season, if you get to their highest rank World Series, you will get an immortal. I forgot who it was, but it looks pretty good. I should remember who it was. But
Ryan Sandberg.
I think that's it, right? And he's got like great power at second base.
He looks really good.
Yeah, he's a really good card. So I even thought about, I haven't played that game in, what, 3 months? I even thought about picking up that son of a bitch and like, all right, let's grind the World Series. Like, I'm kind of excited about grinding that game to World Series because of that one card reward. Like, I'm 100% in agreement with you there. Like while Weekend League is cool, it's kind of like, obviously it's stolen from FIFA and they basically took their, layout of it. It would have been cooler to steal from MLB with these events and steal from yourself and just keep doing those events where, like, you're grinding for one master reward, then you get that reward and you're like, cool, I earned this card instead of just, like, earning, you know, random coins stuff. And that's kind of cool. It's kind of basic, but, like, I agree with you. Like, having a certain thing to reward for after your whole grinding, it's kind of like the reason we do Mutt Master, the grinding reason we do a lot of these sets. Like, we finally did it. They gave us the head-to-head badges, which are nice for Telvin Smith and everything, but you're right, those limited events, those limited time things, I think that does provide like a lot of reason why people play the game is to achieve those things. Texas, go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, because like, remember Friday Night Drafts or Tuesday Night Drafts? Like, that's what that was. It's just like playing on this day so that way you can, it can increase engagement by giving you some players that, even though they weren't the greatest, obviously, but like, it's just something to play for, something to grind for. It's just going to get you in a mode where you get some tokens, and then if you get enough of those collectibles, you get a nat player or an auction one. Again, the math didn't make any sense to go with the auction one because the players are like not really usable. But it was something that just keeps you chasing. You have an end goal. Like, the only end goal for, I guess, season tokens right now is the John Madden. But if you don't got the training or the coins to spend to, like, boost them up, there's no point to even, like, try to attempt to do that.
I mean, 800,000 coins if you're still on the block. It's quite a lot.
800,000 coins, and you got to get, what is it, 4,000 training to boost them up?
I mean, no, you can just auction them and get the coins.
You could do that, yeah. But I'm saying, like, if you want to, like, I feel like if you're going to grind for that, you probably might keep them. I don't know.
Yeah. Fair enough. But so, your team. Yeah, I agree. Hey, Wheels, I remember watching you on stream a couple years ago. What did you, before they made the season change, what did you think of unranked head-to-head? Like, that was kind of fun. Wasn't it like a casual place to play head-to-head? Would you say, like, not only did you need those events would be a good idea, but, like, maybe, like, sometimes I look at my roster and I'm like, God, I wanna play, like, I just wanna play the game, but I don't wanna be like serious and try and win and sweat out a season's game because, you know, it's going on my permanent record. If I just wanna fuck around, but whereas like unranked head to head, more casual, like you can just leave a game if you don't like the way the guy's playing and nothing's wrong with it. You know, you won't get much rewards. But what do you think about an unranked head to head and them adding something like that back?
I think that would benefit the game. I think unranked head to head, unranked draft, both would benefit the game a lot if they brought those back. I still don't know why they got rid of unranked draft. So,
because every other game mode had a draft at cost, so EA felt they had to stay competitive.
Yeah, but for some reason you have a ranking system for no reason.
I mean, draft. the way they do drafts are fucked up too, right? They match you up based off your ranking, and they try to match you against equal skill opponents, whether you're at 0-0 or 5-0. Like a regular ladder would match you up based off wins. So it's total horse hockey the way they do drafts now and the way they match them up. And it's been that way for years.
Yep.
It's because competitive guys in the ladder, they need to rank them that way. So just, I guess, easy to keep it consistent. Anyways, with that, let's talk about that controversy that you were in earlier. Let's get to that. What was the deal with that Weekend League and you were getting number one overall, but you're no longer doing it?
Am I no longer doing it? No, I'm just kidding.
Ooh, ominous.
No, it's just, you know, I've done this, like, one, I'm not the first person to do this. Not even, like, the biggest person to do this, but this is a, someone this else judgment, played my weekend
league. This is a judgment-free podcast, Wheels, that we don't care.
I don't care if people get mad about it, so, fair point. You know, it's just, you know, a professional player played my weekend league just so I could get the rewards for the packs. People wanted to see the packs. Most people only care about seeing the packs. So that's why, you know, did that. And yeah, people got mad, I guess, and
they ratted you out.
Yeah, and what's funny is when they did that, they got other people banned that actually played. So, like, you remember Savage? He didn't get rewards on one of his accounts.
Is it
so other people didn't get the rewards?
Wow.
I'm not saying I didn't get mine, but you know, just
saying. So, I think it's because you can't, like, because it's quote unquote competitive and it leads to competitive tournament and qualifications for like club series and stuff. You can't have multiple accounts, is what they're trying to basically take away. So that way you can't play like more than one club. I don't know how it goes, but you can't play more than one account in competitive Madden. Right,
except for the fact that I decline club championship when I first enter Weekend League, so I can't qualify for any events through Weekend League anyways.
That's weird.
Which people, I think that might be why people are mad. I'm like, I can't. I declined it. Right. You know what? There's like the little thing that popped up. It's like, accept or decline. Hit decline.
Yeah.
Weird. So.
Well, people are mad.
Can't get mad about that.
Yeah. The reason people, otherwise they'd be mad, like, this is such a rare fringe case, but if you're like number 10 and then you beat them, they go to 11, they get the lesser reward, would be the only other way that they'd be mad at you.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, tough luck.
You get good, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I, you know, people get mad. It is what it is. I don't care. Yeah. You get mad.
You're doing it for the video. And the
I'm experience. Doing it for the video. Yeah. Like, if you're mad about it, then you need something better to do.
Yeah.
Then get mad about a video game.
Well, at least you got your juice out of it, though, right? You got your videos up on that stuff already, so Madden 19, take care. Like, you could still do it, like, under the radar, but just say people you're playing or you're just really good at the game and then never stream it.
Honestly, if anyone, like, says stuff about that now, it's like, oh, like, why don't you play your own weekly? I just block him. Block him on Twitter, ban him from the channel. It's like, not something I want to care about, so.
It's a good idea to cut negativity out of life. There's too much of it.
It's like, yeah, so. Feel free to tweet it at me. I'm just going to block you. won't bother me.
Yeah. So what those people will have to do is take your tweets and put their face on them now?
Yes. Exactly. go to incognito mode.
Yep.
Go to my Twitter and copy and paste.
That's still one of my favorite tweets to see there every day that whatever day that EA does their reveals. You then get Wheels' reveals. For the people that are blocked by the main account. Tex, any thoughts on the Weekend League controversy with you know, people playing on other people's accounts and stuff?
No, I didn't mind it at the time, and then I said that people were disappointed in me in your comment section saying, I don't understand why Tex doesn't care. I'm like, it's because it doesn't affect me, but I guess people just don't like that answer. I don't play Weekend League like that. I'm not even good as it is anyway, so I don't see the point in getting mad at somebody else or paying somebody to do something they don't want to do. If you got the money, as a common folk man would, they would pay for somebody to do something like that. Like, if you got the money, you can go ahead and if you want to spend it, spend it.
Don't get mad at somebody. What's more American than that?
Yeah. So yeah. That's how I feel about it.
That's the free market in action.
Yeah. I was going to do it as well until the EA is like, we're banning people's accounts. I'm like, well, we ain't doing that no more then.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, EA put the foot down and now it stopped. It is what it is. All right. So, patch. We didn't talk about patch. What? Give me one thing that stood out to you guys from this most recent patch. Can we go Texas first? Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Oh no, I was gonna ask if you needed to bring up the patch, but clearly you already know.
No, the patch was just pretty much nothing that. I mean, gameplay you're gonna touch on. I'm touching on the mutt stuff, right? And okay. So, the fact that EA came out and admitted that they actually fucked up and the chemistry abilities didn't actually work.
That's kind of hot.
I thought they were gonna like just lie and deny until like they fucking fixed it. Say, look, it was working the entire time. No, they're like, nah, this shit wasn't working. We sorry.
Didn't they play it perfectly then? Like, isn't that what we want them to do?
I mean, rather they told me 2 months ago that it wasn't working than have somebody at, like, MuttLeaks find out. Because without MuttLeaks being there, I wonder how long they would have known this wasn't a thing, that these abilities weren't working.
They wouldn't have ever fucking known.
Dog, like, I love the fact that we have somebody that can fucking check them.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not, and the dude, like, that's just on Twitter. Like, there's a whole audience out there that doesn't even know the game was not playing the way it should.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got, what, 6,000 followers? Yeah, fuck. That's crazy.
dog. That's like that's one dude with an account that's like 6,000 followers. It's just like okay, you guys are right. We lied to you. These abilities don't actually work. So the fact that out my way, situational pass rusher, footsteps, the abilities that you were looking to get like are working now, quote unquote. We don't know if that's still working because that Fox said footsteps may not be working still. But at least the fact that at least they're like they came out and admitted this. That's my biggest take. I'm glad they went out and were being more transparent about like a lot of this stuff. You know, they didn't tell us it wasn't working to begin with.
But isn't that like I gotta commend both parties to that. Like, Mutt Leaks, we talked like that's awesome. But the fact like I don't give EA a lot of credit, and I will give them credit on this one. The fact that they actually did come out and say it's broken and they changed it, they put it in the notes, and now they're giving refunds to people for their training, and they're like basically doubling people's training back because it was broken for so long. Like. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I think they respond to the community like this. It does seem like they are listening to us, at least in Mutt, been listening to us quite a bit. Like, is that why Mutt is like dragging the corpse of Madden's gameplay along, and having us play this game? Like, is it just they've gotten that good? Like, give props to Kralo. You know, our friend Kralo has been on the pod for like being the guy that gets shit done at EA. Like, major props to him, in my opinion.
I'm not giving him props for. Fix something that was broke. We gotta stop getting props for them to fix something like, that's broke.
He didn't. He didn't know. No. He didn't know that it was broke. He's not a gameplay guy.
Yeah. Huh?
He's not a coder.
Who? Oh, Kralo?
Yeah.
I mean, how about come out and say stop buying these abilities or put a blog in the game that says stop buying these abilities that don't work? Why we gotta like just keep go for 2 months without knowing these things don't work? It's legit been. The patch was on the first. It was 2 fucking months since Madden was out that these things weren't working.
Yeah.
And nobody mentioned a thing. They were quiet. See, people out here spending their training thinking out my way works, and it wasn't. No fucking props given.
Check out the Madden drop stream, though.
You know, I think I've put up videos titled like movie.mp4 on videos before, so I understand when they make mistakes. But yeah,
I get you. I just like the whole like you can't be transparent after you get caught. You can't be like, I tell you, you cheat on your girlfriend, she catches you, you'd be like, okay, I'll tell you the truth.
Definitely not the same thing.
It's the same thing. You get caught red-handed.
Ignorance and evil are not the same thing.
It was no ignorance there.
They were incompetent.
Okay, incompetence is a little different than being ignorant. Like they're just bad at their job, apparently.
Yeah.
And they're bad at communication as well, because this shit should still be in the game. I threw something at my desk. Why is this not being announced in the game? That's so stupid. I don't care that it has to be approved.
Because like, they streamed it on Twitch. Come on, Madden drops.
Bro, it's so stupid. People's, like, that's not a big audience. I just hate the fact that there's at least, like, 80% of the people who play this game that don't know about any of this shit just are going to get fired out of the train tomorrow. I'm like, what the fuck I get this for?
Yeah.
Like, what? That's how you run your business? Send a memo out. Have a newsletter people can sign up for email wise. They have something. Figure it out.
They have a newsletter. It's called their Twitter feed, right?
Yeah, but no. Kralo tweets it out, and Kralo and does EA Sports. Let me see. EA Sports might retweet that or no? Because my guess is they didn't, and that's only going to people who follow Kralo. Which again begs the question: is like, how incompetent are you guys?
Yeah, but here's the thing: not everybody cares that much about communication from a company, too. Like, you don't want to like, you know, send email blasts to people that don't want emails.
That's the point of email blast, though, because that's what happens. Gyms always send email blasts out because that's what their job is.
I think they need to have a prompt in-game. Like when you first get on Ultimate Team. So this is happening.
So I'm looking at the EA Sports Mutt Twitter account that I'm blocked by, so I'm incognito, right? there's no link to Kralo's post. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, like, I mean, there's 700,000 to follow this account. I'm pretty sure a lot of them would like to know they're fucking going to add training to the game tomorrow for those that have bought broken abilities. Anyway.
I don't think you're wrong. I mean, it's on their website, but they didn't tweet it out. Yeah, I don't think you're
information's there. Wrong.
Yeah.
You got to look for it, but you don't know. Yeah. But you don't know you have to look for it. Like, what?
Yeah. You got to follow the right communication people. I mean, you're right. There are low information people, and then there are high information people like us. How much do we tell the low information people that might not care as much? But you're right. This seems like a pretty big deal.
Huh. I mean, yeah, because they legit were selling. This is false advertising. They were selling abilities that weren't working. Like, this is legit lawsuit case material.
It's definitely not. Like, go ahead.
What do you
like? EA
training costs money, bro.
Yeah, EA owns everything. Once you put money into Xbox, your money no longer means money.
I know, but there's a reason why they stopped doing over 100 stats, because they couldn't prove that it actually worked, so like they wanted to avoid that lawsuit. So with this, like, you're over here trying to buy stuff that they weren't actually working and get the proof behind it, like, you can definitely go get a refund.
It's true. Texas, you starting up the class action?
I mean, like, you coming with me? You got more experience in this than I do. I don't have any experience.
I'm sure there's some lawyers that lawsuits. Maybe there's a lawyer that's bored at the job right now that's listening. If you get in contact with Texas, hit me up.
I want a training lawsuit.
Wheels, you signing up with a training lawsuit?
What? You all about to get a lawsuit for training? Yeah, why not?
We all about to get like 400 like 400 fucking muck coins for our problems.
Yeah. Just give me all the money back from all the packs I've bought.
Oh God! Could you imagine doing a chargeback on your credit card for like the last 3 years?
That would be amazing.
Is that just the move at the end of every single Madden, just to charge back your fucking credit?
Charge back and go to a new account.
Charge back. It's so many false.
Don't do that. All right. No, like, we're joking. Don't do that.
No.
You might get console banned if you do that.
You also might, yeah. Then it's also false chargeback. You could get more serious repercussions.
You could get sued. Yeah, don't do that. But maybe do it.
I mean, you could probably do it now. I mean, don't do it, but like because they lied about training how some of the abilities actually work. You could probably charge back. See, I bought packs so I get cards, get this training. It wasn't working. Now I'm stuck with it. You could probably charge back. Yeah. If you have a good enough story, false don't do advertisement. It. Though, but you probably could.
Yeah.
Yeah. hey, so Wheels, moving back to the patch. What is one thing from the patch that I don't know, you thought was the best thing since sliced bread? Anything? What was the one thing that stood out to you in the patch?
I don't know. I haven't played the game.
You're just FIFAing now?
I'm just FIFAing. I saw they fixed the field goal block exploit, which is good.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's actually true, but they could say they fixed it. You know.
Yeah, we'll see, I guess.
Obviously the fixing the ability chems is really good. Don't know why it was broken at first. And then I don't know. That's fair about enough. It really.
Yeah. I think so Wheels, would you consider yourself like a casual Madden YouTuber? Or like really into it? Like what would you consider yourself right now? Like first would you say Your interest in the game is kind of like 60% of what it was 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah. It is not as high as before.
How many YouTubers that, like, maybe, say, have over 10,000 subscribers are like you? What percentage of them do you think would be? Like, they don't really care about the game, but they only care about, you know, putting out videos?
I think there's a decent amount.
Yeah? Is it pretty easy to tell based on the content they do, or are a lot of people good at faking it?
It depends. I guess like from the outside, you probably wouldn't know. But like if you're a YouTuber yourself, you probably know. Like you see, you know. I think the biggest thing you tell is if people don't upload gameplays often, probably means they hop on, make a video, and then go to play another game.
Yeah,
it's probably what it is. Like it's, I don't know. It's just not exciting.
Well, here's the thing. Even people that upload gameplay, like, they'll play one game, and then they like, send the video maybe even off to their editor or edit that one game. But then, like, that's their day, right?
Yeah. I guess it is a little hard to tell, to see. But yeah. I think it's more, you know, more people than not.
Yeah. Do you think that has to do with, like, is that just games in general? Like, after a while, after playing a game, you've been doing this for 4 years, you did FIFA before it, and now you're, you know, you still play FIFA regularly, but, like, is that just games in general? Like, you just end up getting burned out, like, on every single game ever? Like, is that just the human condition?
Probably.
For most people?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, for most people, though. I feel like we're kind of at the extreme on the other end of the, like, we play this game every day, so we're gonna get burned out. Like, my buddy Sam, like, he's been playing Skyrim for the past, like, 6 years. And it's just because, like, he plays it, like, for, like, 3 hours, like, and then he'll go do something else. Like, but he still enjoys his time on it. He's not playing it every damn day, night and morning, even thinking about it, like, as much as we do. Because as YouTube, we kind of lopsided. We're over here thinking about, like, what series we should start up or what we should be doing that day for content. So I think that's probably why we get tired of it and just and we see the same shit every single year because EA kind of has the same mistakes every single year. It gets annoying after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel you. So, yeah, part of it's just natural, like, human emotion and kind of being over doing the same thing over and over and seeing the same promos. That's why you always hear me constantly begging for innovation and change, maybe just partly for my own sanity. Not only for the game's health, but my own sanity, right? So maybe I'm just being selfish. Anyways, so, yeah, I guess my biggest thing about the patch is, like, they didn't fix any of the blitzes. So 335 normal, 335 odd, the dollar and stuff, that still comes home pretty well. And then they fixed the user AGAT, but they made hovering effective again. So, like, they undid last patch. So it's kind of, like, back to the beginning where, like, those blitzes worked. So remember when I made my ebook and I said I had to refine blitzes because it patched on my blitzes? Well, those old blitzes are back to working. So it's like, well, fuck me.
Okay, so that makes okay. So you can hover, then that can confuse the guards. They'll cut the guards or not. This testing is so bad. This is why I gotta start doing patches one at a time. So you can hover again. So mid blitz, and the two guy with pass committing, if he's gonna just come in off the edge because it's gonna be your guys are gonna block inside.
I haven't tested it, maybe. Like I heard the computer does really good against like they call more quick slants and stuff against mid blitz now.
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Next, we talked a little bit about maybe a coming promo. So Texas, tell us why you think Mutt Heroes are coming Friday.
I didn't say what? No, I didn't say that. Everybody's saying that, bro. I mean, somebody's in my DMs. Like, don't DM me dumb questions, people. Like, if I allowed you a privilege into my DMs, okay, I got a bunch of requests. I'm kind of a big deal. Don't ask me no fucking question. Like, Texas, Mutt Heroes dropping this weekend? Question mark. I don't fucking know. I don't have any inside information. I don't really care if it drops this week. And so just leave me alone with that. But I guess everybody's been saying Mud Heroes for the past like 3 weeks. And so I guess everybody thinks it's coming out like soon because of what the schedule was last year. All I want is Kim Solos.
But you said Solos aren't a promo. So Kim Solos are just Kim Solos. We won't be getting a promo.
I mean, probably will. I mean, it's not a promo if we don't get a damn upgrade token for our legend, so keep that in mind.
True. Yep. For our Hall of Fame players? Point. Or no, our captains.
Yeah. Captains. If we don't get a patch for it, bro, that's not a promo. That's how I'm going to tell what a promo is this year.
That's actually a good point. how many of those patches are we going to get before we get to 99?
I think it was like 12?
Huh.
10, something like that. Like we're gonna get a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, if we were to get like two a month, then we would have it soon. But if we get one a month, like the kind of how it is right now, if we're getting one a month for a while, we probably not even get a promo this. It might be Kim Solos this week, since it's not really a promo. And then we'll get like a Hall of Most Feared.
All right. If we don't get if we don't get a promo Friday, this community is gonna be on fire by Monday. It's gonna be just burn the whole motherfucker down. Like, people are antsy. Like Wheel said, it's been a fucking month. We've got to get a promo this Friday. Like, I'll be very surprised if we don't. It's so overdue. Dude, this is like a baby at 10 months. Like, this shit has got to come. Like, we're going to tear a mother's vagina if this doesn't happen. Wheels, what promo you think is coming Friday?
Probably nothing. Yeah, probably nothing because no game comes out Friday, but Call of Duty comes out the next week, so they're like, oh, we gotta drop something now. Yeah. We gotta drop something now. Let's drop, some promo. And then when Red Dead comes out, oh, we gotta drop Most Fear now because there's a new game out. We gotta make sure people don't play the other game.
When does Red Dead drop?
Red Dead comes out the 26th.
Oh fuck, dude! Are you kidding?
That's okay. That's when Most Fear's coming.
God, I hope we get Most Fear the 19th. If it's the 26th. I'll be so pissed.
I won't be here. Dude, I won't be here for the 26th. Yeah. I will be at TwitchCon.
Oh, are you? Oh, yeah. That's kind of cool. So if you want to meet Wheels, go to TwitchCon.
Yes.
Where's TwitchCon? San Jose.
In San Jose.
Why is he going to be there?
I don't know. He's
going to be there.
Switch it up.
It's going to be fun. Texas, I was going to go to San Jose for TwitchCon, but like I didn't get an invite, so I'm staying at home.
Does anybody get an invite?
You just show up.
Don't you just have to buy it? Yeah, don't you just buy it?
You just show up. Yeah. I got the Twitch thing too. I could probably go. I got the Twitch fucking affiliate now. But last time I went, I just used Cullenberg's name and I got in all the Twitch parties, so.
Yeah, just do that again.
That's awesome. That's fucking cool. Yeah,
if you got somebody there that's not really a Twitch partner, then they like, oh, you need like to be like a partner. Just say you're Cullenberger, and you'd be good to go.
That's awesome.
Because Vic tried to use your name, but he said your name was like Jose for some reason. I'm like, he's Asian. Why would it be Jose? It was weird.
Vic used my name to get
no. He used Will's name. Oh, we met Will's in Orlando, so he told us his name, and then when we went to the Boston thing, I said go say you're Will's, and she said what's your first name? And he said like Jose. I'm like, what kind of Vic? It's clearly not Jose.
Oh my god.
My name is Jose Wheels.
Yeah, he just forgot at the time. He's like, what is this? Like, Jeff. He's like, oh yeah, you're right.
Whoa, don't dox the wheels.
What do you mean? His Twitter name is.
Yeah, we won't dox the wheels.
It's my name Jeff.
I believe it. Out.
My name is Jeff.
So that'd be fun. San Jose, that's cool. That's an expensive city though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean last year it was in Long Beach, so.
Oh, not same thing. All right, so TwitchCon, that's fun. Next up, Creators FM. I think our last thing on the agenda before comments is Creators FM. So, what happened, Tex?
You asking me what happened?
Yeah. Does anybody know?
So, I know what made people mad was they didn't advance the league the first week when they were supposed to. Okay? And so I had played Healy, and I was expecting to play CK that same that following week, but the league didn't advance. Like it felt like 4 days after that, and that threw my entire schedule for a loop. And so I was like not wanting to play because I had to like because CK wanted to play like at like first thing in the morning. I'm not doing that first because I was the home team, so I gotta fucking record myself at 8 a.m. I'm like, I did YouTube not to wake up at 8 a.m. Like, what?
Isn't that why we all?
Yeah, like, I did this so I can just wake up when I want to, make a video, and you guys watch, leave likes, and I go back to sleep. Like, that's why I did it. I'm done waking up at 8 a.m. Stupid.
Texas hibernates you in the winter. He only wakes up for one hour a day. I love it.
Yeah, it's dumb. So I was like, I'm not doing that. So I played him, and he just uploaded it. And then in the group chat, I guess, I wasn't in there because I wasn't, like, talking, but I just all I know. I just the CFM advance fucked a lot of people over because it took way too long, and a lot of people who were playing were running a lot of the cheese plays. I know when I'm not gonna say no names, but somebody was out here running a bunch of those crossing stuff that you can't guard unless you user it.
Like, are you saying me?
No, I didn't. No, not you. No,
okay, because I played CC and we had a very good game. Like, yeah, very off meta shit both of us run. I really enjoyed it. You had like a weak close game. And mine's a single back trio. So, but anyways, what are you saying?
What? I'm not saying anything about y'all. I'm talking about somebody else that was out here running a bunch of nonsense.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
It's not me because I pretty much only drafted defense, so definitely not me.
Dude, I had Apke on my team. I was ready to fucking, like, Apke was locking down Julio on man to man. Dude, I had such a good team. Texas was laughing at my speed that I drafted. But dude, it fucking rocked. You guys don't know. Speed is the key to Madden. Texas laughing at who'd I pick in like the fourth round? You laughed.
I was laughing because like John everybody Ross? Like I laughed at because I think Chewbacca picked Tyreek like first overall. I'm like, what kind of pick is that?
No, well Tyreek's kind of needed though. Like he's glitchy.
True, that's true. But like, it's just there's speed on defense in that game too. So I didn't feel the. I don't see the point in drafting. Like Mutt is different because like Tyreek's faster than the fastest cornerback or was. And CFF, it's cornerbacks that can't cover nobody but got like 99 speed. So it doesn't make any sense to me to draft a guy that high that could be easily countered unless he just was like a great route runner, which Tyreek really isn't. But I don't know.
That's true. All my linebackers, because I ended up moving safeties and corners to linebacker, they all had like 94 speed plus too. So you're not wrong. You make a good point. But anyways, yeah, so the CFM itself, outside of like, because here's the thing. Most people know this when they watch, like, YouTubers and streamers. Like, most, they're just like everybody else. They run the same meta stuff that's working for everybody else. Like, if you watch, like, I know some people take pride in their originality. I try to be one of those, try to be off meta, but then, like, you know, then my shit sometimes becomes meta, and I'm like, oh, fuck, now I gotta change. But, like, they're just, like, regular people. Like, some people don't like to come up with their own schemes, and they like to just, you know, run effective stuff, win a game, you know, record their video, get their gameplay of the guy down. So, I understand, and I think that's a big deal. Like, people don't like to lose, and to lose to other creators, like, just in general, like, it's like, oh, God, I gotta play this fucking cheeser. So, yeah, I could see why people were unmotivated, but I think you're right. The major falling was the lack of advancement. Because what if, like, the league just became, like, for some guys that didn't want to play games, just, like, sim the game? Like, does that really matter? Like, is it a big deal? Just sim a week. Like, if like, say somebody can't play, like, can't they still make a video at least, like, down the road? I don't know. What do you think, Wheels? Why did the CFM fold?
Well, oh, where do I begin? Okay, so we had the draft.
Yep.
And the person running the CFM leaves without saying anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then randomly puts me in charge. So that was already a great start, right?
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Round 8, I would say. Round 8. Not round 15. Round 8.
Yeah.
So that's one. He didn't say anything. Just left. Two, didn't stick to, see, I hate doing this because, like, I like RBT. RBT's a good guy. He didn't stick to what he said. Like, he's like, oh, I'm going to advance it this day. And then he didn't advance it that day. So just advance it. You already set a day. You're in charge. Just advance it that day. Didn't do that. And then week two never got advanced. I don't think it's still advanced.
No.
So, it was, I hate to say it, it was poorly ran, and that's why it didn't work.
Yeah.
Maybe started it too late, possibly too, but yeah, just, I think it was poorly ran.
Yeah. So, like, Wheels, I remember, like, in the draft, you remember when I got onto your you and Bengals call, and I was like, I am a subscriber of yours. This is not how you treat paying customers. Because for those who don't know, Wheels advanced past my pick because he was trying to make the draft go fast, and I didn't say that. Like, I wasn't reading the group chat when the draft was going on because I was streaming. And he's like, anybody speak up now if you don't want to get advanced upon over. So, like, some people said, I'm the blank. And I was the Texans, and I didn't see it. So he advanced over me, and I freaked out because my running back was taken before my next pick. So we had ourselves a little fun time during the draft, didn't we, Wheels?
Oh, yeah. I was just like, yeah, it's not my fault. So I was like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was just bad.
Yeah. So, like, it's unfortunate because, like, I was talking to somebody else in the league, and they were saying, like, they literally had sponsors lined up to talk to, like, big meetings, big sponsors for the league. So I feel like if we just could have kept it going for, like, a couple more weeks, like, did this league need a sponsor? Like, did it need some sort of monetary reward to keep people going? Or was just the collab? Like, it felt like for some people the collabs was enough, but it felt like overall it probably needed some sort of money behind it. Would you say that's accurate, Wheels?
Maybe for some people, yeah. I didn't, like, I was like, I just wanted to, you know, the collabs were nice. People already backed out right from the rip too, which was not good.
Yeah, I know we had a replacement list too, and here's the thing. Like, I looked at some channels, and, like, the creator CFM actually did pretty decent numbers on some people's channels. Like, so it wasn't like nobody was watching it, which is why I've seen this before. Like, people say YouTubers don't like mutt drafts, so it doesn't get any, you know, love from EA, and then, like, I'm like, people just don't view not mutt drafts. Squads. People don't view squads. People don't watch my squads videos, so I don't do squads videos because, one, I don't really like it, and two, nobody else likes it. But like, so it's the same thing. Like, people were watching this, so, like, the collabs were doing well, view wise. It's just really unfortunate this happened because, God, it could have been great. Like, did we expect it? Like, Bengal didn't expect anything of it. Like, I think Bengal was a total, like, this is going to fail from the start, and he ended up being right, which I hate. I hate when Bengal's right about things because it just drives me nuts to give that guy a bigger head. but, yeah, it's unfortunate. Tex, any other words you want to say on the Creators FM?
Other than let's do it again next year. There's no fantasy draft.
Yeah. Do you think that screwed it up, Wheels, the fantasy draft? Or is that the most fun part about it?
I didn't mind the fantasy draft. It's just, you know, leaving and not saying anything. And so that I had to sit there for three hours to get through two rounds. It was not fun.
Yeah, I had a dual camera set up, and my other camera ran out of batteries before, like, the fifth round. It was the first time I ever tried a second camera, so I learned something. But, yeah, it's unfortunate, because, yeah, it could have been great. Because RBT got blown out in his first game by Bengal. Like, do you think that added in, like, he just didn't want to play anymore? Do you think that added into it?
I don't know. Like, yeah. I honestly don't know.
Maybe. It also doesn't help that he just bought a house. He's been busy, probably moving stuff in. Like, this probably wasn't the best time for him in his life for a CFL.
Very good point.
Because moving is so hard.
Yeah. I mean, moving's only, what, 2 weekends? Like, I moved. It's like, not even. It was like 1 week and I did a whole move. Like, into a house. Like, that's not that big a deal.
Like, I mean, you gotta call and get the internet on, the electric, you gotta do all that dumb shit. You gotta wait for them to bring an appointment out, because I know when I moved out of here, my buddy was staying here for 2 weeks without internet, because they were had a schedule out in the future.
Oh, well, you used to live in somewhere shitty. Like, my internet, like, you schedule it, like, and, like, a couple days later they come.
I mean, you must not have nobody living out there, bro. Colorado's kind of popping. I don't know if you understood that or not. Military, bro.
Yeah, bring a lot of people into your area. All right, so I think, what else do we, Creators FN? Oh, that's right, we're going to look through the comments from last week. Is there anything you want to bring up, Wheels, before we move on to the comments from last week? Anything on your mind, talking about Matt, about us?
Nah, yeah. No, not really.
How's life? How you like living with Vic and Mike Mack?
It's the worst. Absolute worst. No, it's a great time. Like, no, all three of them are good dudes. So, and you know, go to the gym, hang out. So it's a good time. We just need to do more videos.
yeah. I think those.
But, which will come, definitely,
yeah, for sure. I just look back in my comment section. I got some rude ass motherfuckers.
Ban them.
They were mad last week because Discord made it Discord just wasn't popping.
Yeah, your mic was pretty bad. All right, anyways, yeah, I'll go back. All right, so
like I mumble a lot, but Discord was like, blah, blah, blah. it could have been better.
Yeah, definitely.
Glad we back on the good old SKYPE.
Yeah. Woo. I'm not seeing a lot of. All right. Yeah, not many great questions for like overall. Mutt stuff, basically a lot of comments and, you know, questions based off stats that are very specific that are, you know, I don't know. Here's a good question. What's the point of getting better players if they're going to get nerfed anyways? I guess it's kind of a threshold talk. Like, Wheels, do you think thresholds ruin Madden? Like, do we need to have more, like, granular stats?
Yes.
That was easy. Dex?
You know my thought on that.
Yeah.
I don't like thresholds. I try to. Remember when Jake was on a podcast? I was like, thresholds are kind of like plus ones. Because they'll go up by four, but if they don't hit a certain threshold, they don't play any better.
Yeah.
So, I like the other way they had it, where just plus one made a difference. It's got a fair way to make it better. Don't know if that's starting with the lower cap, or if that's just going to be just actually taking the time and going through every single rating and making it play a percentage better.
It doesn't seem that hard.
You say that, but there's also the same company that released games with broken abilities, so hard for them.
I guess. Yeah, I hope they dedicate more resources to the gameplay and into their game this year. All right, I didn't really see anything too crazy worth talking about. Wheels, where do you see your channel in Madden 20? Let's finish with that, then we'll call the pod.
We'll see. I mean, I'm sure I'll start doing gameplays again and all that. And just grinding videos. Hopefully doing well. I don't really want to set like any goals or anything, but hopefully still doing well.
I mean, you're doing really well. You're over 66,000 subscribers. I mean, that's freaking killing it.
Yeah, it's a pretty good start to the year. It's just, you know, now it's like, ugh.
That's right. I did see that. Like, you started the year off, now I remember, like, right when Madden stopped, you were getting, like, what, 20, 30, 50, 163,000 video views. That's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
88K.
Killing it.
Hell yeah, dude. You popped. That was the best. Pop.
That's what happens when, you know, there's nice content out.
Weird, huh?
Yeah. People get interested.
Yeah. Hopefully Mud Heroes on Friday offers the same kind of excitement. Wouldn't you say, Texas? Where do you see your channel next year?
That's a good question. I don't know. We'll find out next year. I don't plan ahead. I just do things.
Yeah. You live your life a quarter mile at a time. You're like Vin Diesel.
Nah, I wish I was like that. That's probably like it's like less than that. Like 1/8 a mile. I don't plan things, bro. Like I know what I want to do, and I'll just even. I just bought my ticket to Texas, and I've been talking about that trip like 4 weeks. I just bought it today, and so usually like people like go ahead and buy this stuff. Like then I'm like I always wait to the last minute to do shit. So we'll figure out what we're gonna do next year when the time comes.
Are you gonna vlog that?
No, just my. I could, but no, it's just gonna be going to see my niece before she goes to Germany.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Hey, Wheels, are you gonna turn the Madden house into like a Jake Paul house, and people are gonna be like outside the gates of it, like cheering you on?
Oh yeah,
that's me kind of.
I aspire to be Jake Paul.
That well, I mean, we getting into vlogs, it kind of seems that way. Like, who are you gonna fight? Call out somebody right now, one YouTuber that you want to box.
I'll fight Bangle, I guess.
I want to see it. All right, and then
he's got like 6 inches on me, but he's a little skinny boy, so.
I like it. So you're saying he's got the reach, but so you got to get in like Mike Tyson and fight him from the inside.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So Texas, would you be the undercard versus Vic?
Why gotta fight Vic?
Because fight Mike Mack.
Let me fight the Mag of Mike Mack. I got it.
All right, so Tex. First, Mike Mack at the undercard. I like that. I'll pay to watch that fight. Those fights. Do it.
I'll watch Mike Mack. I'll tell you that right now.
He's pretty tall. He's got a good reach too. Doesn't
he? I saw him running though. He looks like he looks unathletic.
I changed my opponent.
Who's your opponent?
Mutt Twitter kids. All of them.
it's like one of those things. Could you beat up 105-year-olds? Right?
They would overwhelm you so fast just by just asking dumb questions. You just see the fight.
So Madden's the best game out right now. What do you mean you don't like it? That's all they're gonna say to me.
Yeah, yeah. You'll get overwhelmed and have a mental breakdown halfway through the fight.
Yeah,
yeah. All right. Well, Wheels. That's the pod, right, Tex? You want to take us out?
That is the podcast, guys. Episode number 132 with Wheels and Gut Fox. Links be down in the description below for you guys to check out their channels as well as their Twitters for some good and fun follows. Hope you guys enjoy. We'll see you guys next week on Fox Channel for episode 133.
Yeah.
And if you guys listen to us on iTunes, rate us, review us, give us 5 stars. If you give us 4 stars, I'm inclined to think you're a hater. And we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Goodbye. Bada bam, bada bam, bam.
Boom. It's harder this year. There's a big skill gap this year, which so I'm having fun.